Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Over the last two games, 34 carries the last two games. They like them in the passing game, on the running side. Just listed off why the Colts are susceptible on the ground and from running backs in the air. Chuba's been the guy. So I'm going to go with Chuba as a firm RB2 for the week.
Firm, hard.
Yep, firm, hard.
Hard and firm.
Big Chuba. And then my sleeper, I keep seeing Chuba. You know what I'm going at. Sleeper RB for week 9, going Royce Freeman. Royce Freeman against Green Bay. I'm not in love with any of the options that are out there, but you know, Royce averaging 5.2 yards per carry over the last 21 carries over two games. So he's not getting the big usage, but this Green Bay team, they can run on a bit. There are some obvious passing game issues that could be going on. I think the safety net always with this team is going to be Puka and Cooper Kupp, no matter who the quarterback is. But if you're establishing the run, you can do that on Green Bay. And Royce has been really good, over 5 yards per carry. So I think Royce has got an opportunity to being a sleeper RB for the week up against Green Bay.
For me, I'm going to go with Cam Akers. And the reason I'm going, this is, it's a little weird because what we saw after Kirk got hurt was him go straight back to Alexander Mattison. But I think that had to be the game plan in the moment. So I think this week, you know, you have a weak running or a weak quarterback in Jaren Hall. Josh Dobbs just got there. He probably can't play. So I think you lean into this run game. Atlanta's a decent run defense, but I think, you know, if you hit that hammer a bunch of times, I think they could, you could break it open. And I think Heinicke is going to make this offense better, but they are down Drake London. So this might be two kind of limp offenses trying to do something here this week. And I think Cam Akers should have like in the neighborhood of 10 to 12 touches. They've thrown the ball at him a couple times too. So it's not 100% sure, but I really didn't like the options here at sleeper running back. And I think this team needs to lean on their RBs. So I'm going to take a shot on Cam Akers here.
All right, let's go over to wide receivers. Surprise wide receiver one for the week. You and I should be battling a little bit here on the wide receiver for this team, but your wide receiver one is who?
Yeah, I got Michael Pittman against the Panthers, and this is another one I had to change. I can't remember who I had here at number one, but I looked and they moved up to like 8 or 9 here. I had Garrett Wilson in here against the Chargers because they give up the most passing yards in the NFL, but he snuck in at wide receiver 12. So I snuck to the switch to Michael Pittman here against the Panthers. The Panthers are still bad, and the Colts need to throw the ball. So I think Michael Pittman, he's going to be a wide receiver too, I would imagine. So this is like, does he score? And I definitely think he can against Carolina. So that's why I'm going to say that he could possibly be a wide receiver one.
My wide receiver one, or surprise wide receiver, the one of the week, Sneeko Collins. We're going back to Sneeko, baby. He's in the teens, by the way, in rank. So this isn't like anything crazy that I'm doing here. The Tampa Bay matchup is what's good. Tampa Bay giving up the second most fantasy points to wide receivers over the last four games. 54 balls have been caught of 66 potential receptions to starting wide receivers over that same period of time. Nico has had at least 6 targets in 3 of his last 4 games, the number one option. I know everybody likes Tank Dell. I think they're going to be throwing the ball in this one. Nico's going to have, I'm going to take the over reception prop, wherever that is. I'm going to guess it's going to sit around 4.5. Hopefully it's not juiced. I might even alt bet it, to be honest with you. Love Nico Collins this week against Tampa Bay. He is my surprise wide receiver one of the week. Why we disagree, or not disagree, but we might have a little discrepancy, is my surprise wide receiver two of the week is Josh Downs. Josh Downs going up against Carolina. 23 targets over his last three games. He's had two touchdowns over those last three games. It is a pretty good matchup where they are going to be throwing the ball some, but I love Jonathan Taylor this week. I actually have Jonathan Taylor at number two at RB. I think they are going to be able to run on this team. I think Josh Downs is kind of that under wide receiver. He just makes big plays too. I think both of these guys, Downs and Pittman, could be capped, while at the same time, their ability to run and the focus on the run game might just make both of these guys incredible wide receivers. But he's my surprise wide receiver two of the week.
I almost feel like I'm cheating here because Amari Cooper is technically like wide receiver 26 or 27. And I understand, you know, we're not sure about the quarterback situation this week. I just don't know that it matters. Last week, he had 11 targets against the Seahawks. He had eight the previous 2 weeks. Six targets is his low on the year. Of course, that was the game he only caught one ball, but he's been 4 for 108. He's had eight targets that only got him 2 for 22, and then the 11 got him 6 for 89. So he has been a little up and down, but he is still the first look, and the Cardinals secondary is still miserable. So I think that it doesn't really matter who's a quarterback for the Browns this week. They are going to be able to get the ball to Amari Cooper. So I'm going to go with Coop here as my surprise wide receiver too.
Ending it out, I will tell you this. I was going to take this guy.
No, you weren't.
I swear to God, I was going to take
this guy.
Did you switch it to him, by the way, recently? Okay, that's why I didn't, because I then looked and saw you had him. I was going to take the guy that you ended up picking. I'll tell you guys this. We're picking the same game for these wide receivers, and I was going to pick your guy as well.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What is this?
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League.
Has to be at least three times bigger than this.
Really? Yeah, I'm going John Dotson against New England here. And it's because they got him back involved. And Curtis Samuel probably isn't going to play. It looks like the toe injury is still bothering him. Didn't practice Wednesday. I don't think he has practiced today on Thursday as we're recording this. I'll have to double check that. But even if he is up, he's not going to be 100%. And Dotson is too talented. People have asked me about Dotson a little bit because, you know, I get a lot of Dynasty questions because I host a Dynasty pod with Fitz for Fantasy Pros in the offseason. And a lot of people have been down on Dotson, and it's obvious because he's had such a miserable year. But he can't stay this bad for this long. He's too talented. That is my thought process with Dotson. So wheels up. I think with Curtis Samuel down, it's even more opportunity. If we get good Sam Howell, I think we get good Jahan Dotson this week. So it does depend on what's going on with Samuel and what is going on with what's going on with Sam Howell, if he's going to be any good. But I think he's been pretty good the last 3 weeks. So I'm going to say Dotson is going to at least have 5 catches this week.
I like it. I'm going to look at the props and I'm going to play that too. I think even though Jameson Crowder got a bunch of work, like, I think Dotson regained the confidence. I think Howell is going to want to get him the ball. You saw him making plays. This is what you needed the whole time.
And if he drops the first ball that's thrown to him, maybe a bad game for him, but maybe. Hopefully he catches that first one. That's what we want.
I think this is going to be a very popular one this week, but he's not ranked in the top 36. I'm going with DeMario Douglas with the Patriots. I've talked about Mac Jones. I've talked about Stevenson. Douglas obviously pops a little bit more with Bourne out. Juju can kind of slide into that role, but Douglas getting stuff going. Washington giving up the 7th most fantasy points to wide receivers over last month and the most touchdowns. That kind of goes in line with the Mac Jones stuff. Douglas, 13 targets over his last 2 games, and now Bourne is out. Like, Juju's going to do something, but Juju, I mean, it's rough.
Juju, I mean, maybe he might not get anything. Like, yeah. They were saying, oh, Juju's knee might explode. That was ridiculous. But, you know, as soon as they said in training camp his knee was still bothering him from February, I was like, ooh, because I was all aboard the Juju train again. Like, he's just going to be a number one again. He was decent in Kansas City last year, but he's been too hurt to really play and play up to his level this season. So, yeah, I mean, I would take pretty much anybody but Juju.
Yeah,
so.
I think Douglas has a shot to be the number one on this team. And if I like
you don't passing, you don't think it's going to be Jalen Reagor?
No, really? I'm just saying I said he has a shot. I'm not saying it's, you know.
But you don't believe in Jalen Reagor? I'm surprised.
No, so, not really. Not a big
remember when Jalen he was Reagor picked guy? One spot ahead of Justin Jefferson. Remember that?
I do. Well, wasn't it the like all the Philly. Vikings that were laughing? The video of them like laughing their ass off.
Zimmer. Yeah, he was laughing. Okay, they took Reagor. All right. That's fine.
What a great feeling that has to be, by the way. Can you imagine that?
It has to be pretty good.
Of just like somebody screwing up. So, I mean, we know that feeling. It's just like in drafts when someone passes up the guy you clearly want, you're like, oh my God, are we kidding here? So I do kind of know that feeling actually. Fun stuff. Demario Douglas, Josh Downs, Nico for me, Pittman, Amari, and Dotson for Bogman. One more break. We got some voicemails, ITL voicemails coming up right here on In This League.
Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Hey, here right now. Leave a message or whatever. Podcast listeners leaving messages stupid.
In this league at gmail.com. That is the email where you can send in your voicemails to us. 60 seconds recorded or less. Questions, trades, start and sit, whatever the hell you got, whatever you're looking for. Just hit us with it, and we hope to get you on the show, make the show better. It was okay this week, Boggs. Not great. We did get 5. Was hoping a little bit more off of the threats, but let's not complain too much. Let's just jump right into it. I believe one of these, I thought one of these might be a video thing, but let's start off. We got our boy Michael D. Young in the house. What's up, Michael?
Did you guys hear that NASA is working on sending a group of cows into space? It's going to be the herd shot around the world. Bogman and Welsh, I've been a long time listener. I first heard you guys on The Sleeper and the Bust. Oh. You, Spore, and Mason did a 2+ hour outfield podcast, and I was laughing nonstop the entire time. Been a Patreon and a listener ever since.
That's awesome.
I wanted to say for all the shows, everything you guys do. It seems like you've taken to step forward with your careers, Welsh with the athletic stuff, Bogman doing stuff with Fantasy Pros and a lot of IDP, prospect stuff, everything. You know, I'm glad you guys have found a level of success doing this, that you've been friends since middle school, and that you get up and do something you get to enjoy every day. Grateful for the shows, and thanks for all the memories.
Oh, that's all. I felt like he was breaking up with us there for a minute.
A little bit. Yeah, the tone was sad. Like
the tone was kind of like, hey, guys, I've been with you guys forever. I listened, but I was waiting for
the but too. Yeah, maybe it's just because we've been dumped so many times.
But you guys are offensive and I don't like you and you're both fat and, you know, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah.
I felt like we were about to get broken up with, but it was just nice the whole way through.
It was. Yeah. Thank you, Michael.
Those voicemails all the time. Thank you, Michael. I don't remember that episode. Do you?
Oh, I do. Yeah. Yeah. We, it was a long time. I kind of had a goofy thing. I was like, you know, look, we can talk about all these advanced stats, but it does come down to the bottom line. And I think Spore kind of laughed at that, but it's also true. And we talked through it. I remember, you know, I'm like, look, it sounded like I was like, look, take all your fancy advanced stats, but who's getting RBI? All right. Who's getting stolen bases? You understand? But there's a little bit to that as well. So,
yeah, I like when we have crossover. I like the baseball football crossover. So I don't feel like we have to explain things to people too much. But I know there's people that
don't pay attention to baseball at all. And
there's plenty of those people.
You're like, I also like this other sport. It's called baseball.
Yeah. But there's plenty of people that don't like to like intertwine and stuff. But that was really nice. Yeah. We're definitely doing more stuff. And hopefully we kind of need to keep going and need you guys too. You know, the Patreon's a big deal for us. It's why we can do the other things and we can make this our job. That's what we're both committed to right now, of making this completely our job and, you know, trying to do right by and hopefully, you know, make you laugh. That's kind of the hope. All right. Our boy Brett is in the house. I don't think there's any, I keep waiting for someone to send a video, but I don't think it is. So here's Brett.
Hey guys, Brett from Chicago.
What's up, buddy?
Kind of an emergency podcast. We got Josh Dobbs going to Minnesota. I currently am dealing with trying to replace Kirk Cousins. Oof. Do we think Dobbs is going to be the starter?
Yes.
I put in a waiver claim for Dobbs. Do I put a waiver claim in for Levis?
Ooh, Levis.
Or do I put a waiver claim in for Derek Carr?
Ooh.
I have Geno Smith on the bench, but I kind of thinking, especially after listening to the last podcast, Levis over Smith. What do you guys think? 12-man full PPR. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Well, we kind of probably help you too much, Brett, because you sent this like on Tuesday.
Carr, though. I mean, out of that group, it's Carr.
It's Carr one. So let's do all the quarterbacks and add Geno in there and rank them. I would go Carr. I might go Levis, Geno, and then Dobbs as my rank.
I still think we're going to put Geno ahead of Levis because I'm not 100% convinced that they don't go back to Ryan Tannehill after he's healthy. So even if Levis looks good again, I mean, it could be as early as next week. I think if this game wasn't on Thursday, he might be back this week.
You know what, though? He's got options, though. Like, if those all goes quarterbacks are just kind of like,
yeah, those are pretty decent options.
We'll get Carr and then, I don't know, maybe Levis. Yeah, but I agree. It's Carr. So I hope you.
Yeah, I would say Carr, and then I would still have Geno too, and then I would probably say Dobbs, and then Levis. So
I'm not going to even tell you who this is from, but the note is recorded on speaker, not in a bathroom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't. Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league...
Yo, what's good, guys? Hope you're well. Who the hell in the NFL wanted to put this Miami and KC game on at 8:30 in the morning? I'm going to be on the West Coast this week. That's 6:30 in the morning. Yeah. Ain't no one got time for this.
Yep.
Stupid international Preach. Games.
Preach.
Anyways, some fancy questions. 6-2 in both of my leagues now.
All right.
Nice.
Would you go Cam Akers, Foreman, or Rashid Shaheed in your flex?
Okay, stop there.
So Akers, Foreman, or Shaheed? Man.
I might go.
In my flex, I think I'm putting Shaheed there.
I agree. That's where I was going to go with it. Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, with your flex, you're basically playing just for upside. And they're playing the Bears secondary, which is not
great. And he is Mr. Upside. 3 catches, 153 right. yards, so.
Yeah. Or 1 for 16. It's going to be one of the
And two. Then would you go Aaron Jones or Daryl Henderson this week?
I'm still Christ. Going Aaron Jones.
I'll go Aaron Jones, but I hate it.
I'm tired of Aaron Jones. I'm tired of Matt LaFleur. He's an idiot.
Yeah, I get it.
Also, picks this week. Let's go Buccaneers +3 against Houston.
Bucks +3.
And we're going to go New Mexico State -3 against Middle Tennessee. I also kind of like the UT game, but it's UT, so ew. All right, take care, guys.
You know what? He went over a minute, and I could have cut him off right at that Texas part, but I did let it stand.
Just oh, because you're a good friend.
Yeah.
Those bets are fine. New Mexico State and Middle Tennessee, I just like, I don't know. You know, when it gets down to those type of teams, I just don't know where to go. So. Yeah. I don't watch enough New Mexico State to feel confident in them.
You like have fun. All I know about New Mexico is Breaking Bad. So
yeah,
I went to Carlsbad, New Mexico one time. Total asshole. Total asshole.
Is it
big pile of garbage? You live there?
I went to Raton, New Mexico one time, and I would recommend not doing that. So yeah. If you can avoid it. So
yeah, not a bit. I mean, I guess I live in a desert, but like that seems like the trash desert. But, you know, maybe you live in a nice part of New Mexico, so let me know. I've only been to Carlsbad, and that was not.
I mean, I've heard there are plenty of spots in New Mexico that are beautiful.
At the Albuquerque Airport, that was pretty.
I've been there, too. Yeah. I met Rob Van Dam and Booker T at the Albuquerque
Really? Airport. At the Albuquerque Airport?
I met Rob Van Dam. I said, hey, Booker T, and he just kept walking past me. So,
Was Rob nice?
so nice. Could have been. And the Dudley boys were there too.
Did you say hi to them?
Yeah, they were super nice. But I was like, Booker, and they were laughing at me. They're like, he's not turning around.
Oh, what a jerk! Like, okay, but Rob Van Dam. I love Rob Van Dam. That was one of my favorite wrestlers.
So we parked like right next to him as we were both getting out of our cars. I'm like, that's Rob Van Dam right there.
You know what's my amazing? Like,
all right, calm down.
We don't have time for this because we got to get going. But like, I think the ratio of celebrities met at airports to how much you go might be one of the most incredible things. Because how many times do you think you've been to the airport in your life?
25 times, 50 times.
Oh, 50? I didn't think you've been that much.
Well, I mean, I've dropped people off and stuff.
No. I'm talking like going into the airport, walking in and taking a flight. Yeah, exactly.
Probably 40 or 50 in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a world traveler. Oh, my God.
I'm not a world traveler. I'm 40.
High flying, jet flying, limousine riding. Woo, son of a gun.
That's less than two a year. I mean, two flights a year.
I have probably been 10 times in my entire life. But I have also seen, so I saw David Spade at the airport and he was trying not to like be seen, but he's the tiniest human being. And he was holding a newspaper up in the Phoenix airport. I just think the celebrity to airport ratio is higher than most places. Not my Whole Foods to celebrity ratio is immensely
celebrities
high.
Have to eat and fly also. So that's, why you see them.
But I just think like, it would seem likely to be like, oh, you've flown 20 times and you've never seen a random celebrity. But like, we both have like
the one time I ever met Derek Hall, who's the president of the Diamondbacks, was at the airport.
Warren Moon was a jerk off to you.
I don't even remember that story. That's my mom and dad told me that story. So, but Warren Moon was rude to me at the airport too. So I've got the stiff arm at the airport. I kind of understand it now. You know, people are traveling. They don't want to be bothered. I get it. So they're not there because they love it. They're there because they have to, like everybody at the airport. Who likes going to the airport? I don't understand that at all. It's terrible. It's not fun.
Yeah, so. No, I mean, it's not fun. I don't know. I'm just talking out loud here. I think it's an incredible ratio thing that's going on here. But we have got, I just lost it. We have Barrow. We got the Barrow rapport. What are we rapporting?
Bogman, Welsh, ITL. I'm sad. I just heard a song on the radio that reminds me of the way we were. That song title, The Way We Were. It's time for the Barrow Report. Lock of the week, Browns over the Cardinals. Upset of the week, Tampa Bay Buccaneers over the Houston Texans. Rest of the season, who would you rather have? Davante Adams or Gabe Davis?
Oh, come on.
I'm choosing Gabe Davis.
He took Gabe Davis over Davante Adams. Come on.
I mean, Gabe Davis coming off an incredible week, but come on, Barrow. It's Davante Adams.
It's definitely Davante Adams. It's
Davante Adams and the coaching staff, even the new one. Congratulations, Texas Rangers. You did a hell of a job.
Sorry, voicemail just fell off there. Sorry, Barrow. I don't know. You broke up there. I guess the lines really
that
got
was weird.
In
it was
email.
Weird how that just wouldn't connect for the end of that call.
So sorry. All right. Barrow, if we're also opening up the new rapport, if someone wants to send a rapport next week, we have an open rapport spot.
I would like Chris Russo to send one in. That'd be great.
Yeah. Was it you? Someone we knew was over by Rob Manfred and Russo. Oh, it was Bubba. Bubba was over by there. He was like, right next to them.
I didn't see Russo. Russo was not invited to the owner stuff. So, okay. Like me, I was invited.
Well, you shouldn't have been. All right. Final up here, the great Jack Boy. Jack Boyce is going to turn our week around. He goes, well, boys, like Mahomes last week, I'm not 100%, but I found a way to grind out another one. He said, any chance we can get a set deadline for voicemails? Yeah, I think the set deadline is like noon Eastern. That is a guarantee. On Wednesday will have not been recorded. We've been doing the shows on Thursday, which has provided more times, but like noon Wednesday is the safest.
Now that baseball is officially over, we're going to have,
it'll probably go back.
The fall league is over this week too, right? So
next week. Yeah. It's over. So we'll be going to probably back to like our normal Wednesday schedule. And we do those usually around like 2 p.m. ish Eastern, anywhere from like 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern. So just like, get it by noon Eastern on Wednesday and we're golden here. So But we have got a down in the dumps Jack who's going to turn it all around here. And the song is titled Stroud Carey. Let's go.
A rookie QB in a Texas city. Throwing an ego and tank every night and day. And he never lost 1 minute of playing time. Worrying about how bad Damian Pierce has been. Big plays keep on churning. Stroud carrying that fantasy burden. Rolling, rolling, rolling points delivered. Records in Ohio State, tremendous. Cause a lot of pain down in New Orleans. But I never thought he'd be this good in Houston City. Till I flipped on Red Zone on my Roku TV. Big plays keep on churning. Stroud carrying that fantasy burden. Rolling, rolling, rolling points delivered. Rolling, rolling, rolling points delivered.
That
so good.
Was what is he talking about? Oh, hey guys, I'm not feeling so good. I'm only gonna do the best song that's ever been done all time. That was amazing.
So good.
You know what's
rolling
so funny?
Points delivered.
I'm going to out our boy because he was very nice about it, but it was a very funny interaction I didn't disagree with. But our boy Josh, after last week, because this is going to, I'm doing this because this is going to make Jack feel really good. Just after Jack's on last week, Josh hit me up. He sent a message and he went like, Jack is too talented for in this league. And I was like, okay. I was like, yep, he's super talented. And then Josh, like 2 days later, he hit me up. He was like, so how I said that definitely was not okay. My bad. And I was like, it is all good, dude. And I said, but listen, I agree. Jack.
Yeah, you're right. Talented. Yeah.
You're not wrong about any of that for sure, my friend. But as I said before,
He should be on the Fox pregame for sure.
I want to prop Jack up. Jack is a very busy guy, though. It's his open stance. If Jack wanted to create a podcast.
Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright. Okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know. Other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to...
get your bag!
Two ways to peel for a chance to...
get your bag!
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to...
get your bag!
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
We would support it. However we can do it, help with it. That is just a talented dude. Maybe a podcast isn't the way to do it. He's an actor and he does music. Just wildly talented. Let's all just be thankful that he is here creating great stuff for us and making us laugh and enjoy fantasy football just a little bit more. I love it. And we love you. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. That is it for the episode. Bogman live here in Phoenix. We will be together, I don't know, probably Friday, maybe Saturday. We're going to be around seeing. We did the World Series here. Bogman's got to go hang at Goldie's for some Steelers.
SportsGrid SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league
is cooking.
This is the Fantasy Baseball Prospect Podcast, Prospect One. Hello, friends. I'm Chris Welsh. You can find me on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh. Same thing with the Instagram, same handle. And over at InThisLeague.com, it is a brand new month. Hello, November. What do we got in store for November? Rank prospect update. Dynasty update is finally coming. The first draft of some of the redraft, P180Ps, and more, because we got first pitch conference going on. I'm going to have some player interviews. That's more on the podcast side. But over on the Patreon side, a lot of that great stuff, only exclusively at InThisLeague.com. I would love and appreciate all of your support. You want to come and check it out? Do so. Be making lots of updates this month. And the next couple of months will be crazy. InThisLeague.com, beginning of the month. Best time to sign up, InThisLeague.com for Prospect One. Welsh getting back to a little bit of inconsistency, but the Diamondbacks in the World Series, that has caused some chaos. I went to game 3, loss. Bogman went to game 4, loss. Going to game 5, both of us together, I think, hopefully at this moment, it looks like it, hopefully a win. But the World Series has been going on, first pitch conference is going on, so I wanted to make sure to get out an episode before we get started with everything, because the next couple should be kind of fun and interesting. Today, what I am going to do, we're going to recap where we are in the Arizona Fall League. I have been doing kind of week to weeks. I did plan to get last week's out. It just didn't work out. So we'll take a look at the last 7 days and we'll take a look at as a whole. That is going to be a lot of what's going to be covered over the next like week with a lot of other shows. I'm going to be doing a couple live podcasts this week. So I guess that's something I can promote to you. Not that you will be, but if you happen to be in first pitch or out here in Arizona on Saturday, I'm going to be doing two podcasts. One, CBS Fantasy Baseball Today with Frank Stanfel. We are going to have, it looks like, a prospect from the Arizona Fall League joining us, and then we're going to be talking about really tough to rank players in 2024. Then there's like a little break. Then I'm going to be doing Rates and Barrels, and I'll be doing Rates and Barrels with Eno and DVR. Looks like we've got an Arizona Fall League prospect, and actually don't even know exactly all what we're going to talk about. Probably a decent amount about the Arizona Fall League and whatnot. So two awesome podcasts that you can come and watch live. We actually have a giveaway too on CBS's. But you can also live stream them. As I'm told, Baseball HQ will be live streaming the podcast. And I know the podcast will be live streamed on CBS for their for that show with me and Frank. So Saturday, starting at 2 p.m. Eastern, pretty much through, that would be like 4 o'clock Eastern. You can check out those live pods if you want to watch them in person or at least on your screen. You can do that. I'll also be doing a panel. And we're going to be doing player interviews. I believe Eno and I tomorrow are going to be trying to get some players. So all I'm getting at is this is going to be kind of a setup to where we are at with the Arizona Fall League. And then I'm going to be doing a bunch of interviews with analysts, with players. And that's going to be dropping on this feed here, you know, over the next probably month or so. So strap in as we get you set for Arizona Fall League. Also just prospect, dynasty, overall conversation as we always do. Should be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to, you know, this is actually the first, like, fall league break since the fall league has started that I've had, and it's been because of the World Series, and I've taken 2 to 3 days off. I was going to go out today, but I looks like I'm going to be going to game 5, so I'm going to commit to that, and then I will be back out at the games on Thursday, Friday. Home Run Derby is on Saturday, and Sunday we have got the Fall Stars All-Star Game, all of which are going to be televised, and I believe back on MLB Network, as I'm told it, from the Fall League. So that's going to be pretty cool. We'll all be doing different coverage. So just make sure you're following on Twitter. And I'll be trying to do exclusive stuff on the Patreon as well. So I just appreciate you guys' support. I know it's all craziness. I've been kind of crazy the last couple months. And yeah, just getting acclimated into everything what this crazy offseason has been. That trying to continuously do unique, cool content. And you know, the Arizona Fall League itself has kind of derailed me a little bit because I've been putting so much into it, but I really have a great feel for so many of these players. And I think what will actually be really good, you know, because I do not want to be dismissive of anybody that'll come and see these guys, you know, in person for 3 or 4 days, but like we'll be able to bounce interesting stuff off each other. short sample sizes that stand out to some of these guys to like the long-standing month I've been seeing these guys in person. Though you also get to see these guys on broadcast with, I believe, MLB.com. That's helped. But like we'll get to kind of bounce off of because I'm not a super dismissive short sample size guy. I think it could be misleading. But I also think you can catch a lot of the stuff pretty early on. It's just like, you know, what is false and what is completely positive. Like you can get, you know, bat speed and you can get some pitch recognition stuff, but positively or negatively in short sample sizes, it can be, you know, it can be a little bit misleading or, you know, just staring at stats. Like Aaron Sabato, I talked about on CBS with Frank recently. Sabato leads the AFL in homers. I think he did. I didn't look as of last night. Yeah, he still leads in the AFL in homers with 7, which is impressive. And Frank was like, you know, hey, is there something there? And it's like, you know, there might be. I don't want to say that there's not. I actually really like Aaron Sabato. He's a cool dude. He's working really hard. Not every guy is taking this serious. I think he's taking this serious. But it's still the same Aaron Sabato. So how can that mature? You know, where can we change? Since he's been drafted, we knew he was like a first base DH only guy with huge power. And he's still that same guy. There's no batting average. He's hitting .222 out here. He's one of the top strikeout players. So it's like, you know, if you come here and you see him launch a couple homers, that might be really exciting. And in a week span, let me see what he's done over the last week. Because in a week span, he could hit like, perfect example. He's hitting .600 over the last 3 games he's played. He has 4 of his homers. He's only struck out twice in 10 at-bats. Over the last 3 games, 7 days, quote unquote, he looks amazing. But when you look at the entirety of it and then, you know, you've just watched a lot of at bats, you've seen the swing and miss and it's really prevalent. And you see the total stats are the almost league leading strikeouts and one of the worst averages with big power. So, you know, small sample size versus the longstanding one, it's just going to create lots of good questions. And that's what I'm here for, because I see something of a guy over an entire AFL season doesn't mean that's what it's going to be. And we're going to talk about Jacob Marcy. I'm very impressed with Jacob Marcy, but it might not be anything. It happens in the AFL. You know, I know there's a lot of people giving, I think it was like I saw Clegg and maybe Cross both kind of tempering expectations for the AFL. Sure, you should. But at the same, like it's just not, nothing is one for one. You know, Royce Lewis had a garbage year in 2019 in the regular season. Then he comes to the AFL and is amazing. And someone could have been like, well, you know, just don't pay attention to the AFL sample size. The guy hit .230 and he doesn't have any power and blah, blah, blah. And then he comes here and he's amazing and you can be dismissive of it. So like my point to this is an overarching theme would be don't lose your mind about a player. But someone like Jacob Marcy in particular did not just have a ton of eyes on him. People weren't, you know, making sure they were watching video and catching his games, and he wasn't a pop-up guy, but he wasn't like on top 150, 250 list or anything like that. So this is like an experience you get to see this type of player who really popped this year in a scenario where he's on the most talented prospect team here in the AFL, shining the brightest. That's something we should pay attention to. Now, if you see him and you see this stuff and you're like, oh, Jacob Marcin's like a top 40 player, it's like, oh, okay, maybe you're going overboard. But, you know, the sample size of this is kind of telling because he is repeating a lot of this stuff and we are getting like good vision. Like I get to see Jacob Marcy bat in front of like Chase DeLauder and Kyle Manzardo and Carson Williams. And like I get to imprint that in my brain and that can tell me a lot. So it works both sides. Really, guess what I'm saying is like nothing is affirmative in either direction where you should and you shouldn't take the sample size is important. You should just be all relative to cool. This guy's productive, this guy's doing the things, or hey, this guy is struggling, but he's still doing this or that. And then we can be maybe a little bit more focused on who are these players that are popping? Why are these players popping? What are they doing differently? And that's kind of the fun conversation to have. And that's what we'll do. So we'll take a look at the year to date over the last 7 days. Just a quick look on some of the more interesting prospects and some of the struggles here in the Arizona Fall League before the onslaught of interviews and fantasy analysts and everything that we'll be doing even here, right here on Prospect One. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Prospect One AFL talk after this.
Say, I like you. I like you so much, I'm going to make you my partner. All you have to do is find the gold, and I'll share it with you 50-50.
Prospect One.
before we just jump right into the AFL, I do want to say what a crazy experience going to the World Series was. That was my first ever playoff game. You know, I'm not a big baseball game guy. I don't want to say that. Obviously, I am. I go to AFL and stuff. I'm not the biggest fan of like massive crowds. So I don't like, you know, try to go to every Diamondbacks game or travel to do this and that. It's just not my thing. I love personally going to Complex League games where there's nobody there. I love the AFL where there's 300 people. You can sit where you want. I just like that freedom. So I don't do a lot of games. So, you know, if you guys have followed me, by the way, I'm saying this, I got to go to game one of the World Series and it was incredible. And even though they lost and it was a closer game, better than the game that Bogman went, it was fun. So much about it to could talk about. But I will tell you one thing I got hyper-focused on at one point was the amount of rookies that were involved in that game. I mean, just think back. I mean, it doesn't feel like it, but Josh Young, technically a rookie. Corbin Carroll. Evan Carter was hitting .400 for the Texas Rangers. That's crazy. Jordan Lawler is on the bench for the Diamondbacks. I'm forgetting somebody else. There's one or two. There's like a reliever or two. I mean, Brandon Pfaadt. Yeah, duh. Brandon Pfaadt was pitching the game I got to go to. Gave up the most insane homer I've ever seen, especially. I mean, World Series, how it's leaning right now, looks like the Rangers. Rangers might pull it out today, which will be sad. But Corey Seager's going to be the World Series MVP unless something turns around. And he annihilated a homer against Brandon Pfaadt and changed the scope of that game. But the rookies that were there, it's so crazy to think of, like, you know, Josh Young probably would have won AL, decent chance to win AL Rookie of the Year had he been healthy. Corbin Carroll will. Evan Carter, I mean, I'm not breaking any ground here anymore. I did say this some time ago, but who cares at this point? But, like, I am in the group of whoever else is there, but I've been saying it. I think Evan Carter is going to be one of the front runners for next year. I think he's going to be a player that is going to be a top 100 fantasy pick. I don't think he, in early drafts, he's been there. He's hitting .304 for the Texas Rangers, like 15, 16 straight games hits, consistently does it. He's trying to be aggressive on the base paths. He's showing some power. And it's like, he looks like he could be a, at worst, 15-30 guy hitting .300 for the Rangers and might put up 100 RBI. If you have Corey Seager and Semien hitting in front of you, that would be next year. But that's all happening in the World Series. It's just, it, you know, as much as we in fantasy and stuff, we can be discounting to some of the prospects and stuff. I really think it's incredible where development is going. And, you know, people wrote off Brandon Pfaadt, but, you know, you let coaches get to him. I reiterate a million times over how many prospects don't get the hands-on development they get at the majors. So, like, if the guy struggles early on, let's see if, especially if they're with the right team, Diamondbacks specifically have just an A-plus class of pitching coaches in Brent Strom, Dan Herron, Barry Enright is there, Mike Fetters. You know, they have such an incredible class of guys there to work through these guys that let these guys go, let somebody mold the clay a little bit in with the right tools to see if it makes what we want. And that's why, like, giving up on some of the prospects sometimes, I just hate to do. I hate to sell low. And I know it's like, oh, this guy's not helping me. What a waste, blah, blah, blah. But
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for a
day. In this league.
What's this?
In this league.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
That's $4.
I was just kind of enamored with the impact of rookies I've had on the World Series. And even though these two teams are, you know, they're not the top end of records, and I know, you know, the rating looks like it's going to be like the lowest viewed of all time, but I think it's incredible looking at the rookie impact all over this thing. And I'm pretty enamored with it, and I hope you guys are as well. And you never know, you might have a guy or two from this Arizona Fall League. Though we didn't have Evan Carter, Josh Young, or Corbin Carroll in the AFL last year, they just got their run because they came up a little. Well, not Evan Carter, but Carroll and Young came up in September. That's telling to, you know, that's kind of like the same vibe of where you get with Evan Carter. It's a guy that'll have rookie eligibility that is not exhausted. And he's going to get out there and, you know, do business next year. Front runner for Rookie of the Year. I will be placing early bets on Evan Carter for sure. But let's talk about the Arizona Fall League. So that's just my little thing here with just looking at all the, and also like just seeing Jordan Lawler, who was in the AFL, what, a year ago, 2 years or whatever it was. And he's in the World Series. Like, that's such a weird experience, seeing all these players, Alec Thomas, and just all these guys that have, you know, kind of grown up around. And especially you see in the lower minors, you see them playing a ball. And then all of a sudden they're playing in the World Series, or they shoot up for the World Series. It's pretty cool. So it just reiterates the love of prospects, at least in my mind a little bit. But let's take a look around the Arizona Fall League as we get set into All-Star and first All-Star weekend and first pitch conference when there's lots of coverage. Let's take a look at some of the standouts. So when we do a little peeky over the last 7 days, even though we've had some 7 days missed in here, let's talk about some leaders, hits leaders, Jacob Marcy. We are going to be talking a decent more about him and James Triantos. I would say two of the top three MVP leaders, if not maybe just the top two, both have the most hits in the last 7 days. Both have 7 hits in 4 games in just about the same amount of bats, which is crazy.